Shortly after beginning of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, the leader of a Melbourne Russian protest group, then called Svoboda Alliance, Peter Kuzmin, called to hold nightly protest vigils on the Melbourne Princes Bridge until the war is finished. Incredibly, for almost 90 days, practically every night, there were some people on the bridge with the banners declaring their support for Ukraine and condemning the war on behalf of the Russian community. And one Australian, Daniel Mitchell, found himself regularly taking part in this bridge vigil, a little to his own surprise.
True blue Aussie?
I am, yeah. My ancestry is England, Scotland, Ireland from 100 plus years ago.
No roots whatsoever tying you up with Eastern Europe?
No roots, no. Nothing connecting me to Eastern Europe, really.
Did you have any interest to that, any Russian issue prior the war?
I guess, like, I studied politics when I went to university, right. But to be honest, I was a pretty terrible student, and I'm not intellectual or academic or anything much like that.
You don't have
but, to. Well, I think that's a really valid point. Like, sometimes the average person on the street, their principles, their morals are just as good as anyone else's. So I guess a couple of years ago, maybe 4 years ago, I came across Navalny, the points he made, and I started following him on Facebook and social media. And through that, I guess I kind of followed the protest in Belarus as well with Lukashenko. That caused an interest, created an interest in Russian politics. But I'm not sure that it would necessarily be the reason I'm involved now, that I had some interest already. Like, I think they're sort of separate issues.
But did you come across that protest here by chance?
I read about Peter in the Age newspaper in Melbourne. I saw it in the Good Weekend magazine. But then it kind of was a little bit by chance that I started coming, because I was walking along South Bank here with my t-shirt that I'm wearing in support of Ukraine, and a lady came up and took my photo, and then she started talking to me. She had an accent. She told me that she was Russian herself, and she told me about the protest, and I asked, do you think like it would be good for Australians to come to, or is it just for Russian people? And she said, no, Australians will be good. So and the next night I came, and Peter was standing here. I knew his photo from the papers. Yeah. First I walked past him because I was a bit nervous, and then I walked back, said hello, and stood with him that night, and then started coming regularly after that.
And you made your own poster too?
Made my own poster that says, I am Australian, Putin is a threat to us all.
Did you encounter lots of interest from passers-by, especially Australians?
I think so. Initially I thought everybody wanted to speak to Russian people or Ukrainian people. They weren't that interested in speaking to an Australian. But then I realised after I attached the I am Australian, and then I started wearing the Australian flag too, I started to get a lot more Australians coming up to me and giving me the thumbs up and saying well done. And
how much awareness there is in the general Australian community about that, what's happening over there? It's far away.
Yeah, it is. I think it's really hard to say, because I think a lot of people are really involved and really aware of it, and a lot of my friends are. And my friends, they also like to read the news and follow politics to some degree. So most people, they would just come up and the first question would be similar to what you asked. Are you linked to Ukraine? Like, do you have family in Ukraine? And then I'd say no. And then they would ask why I'm involved. And I mean, there's a couple of layers to why I'm involved, I suppose. But I think Australia and Australians are generally quite disengaged from politics, and they don't want to get too involved. They don't want to show their colours too much or who they support. Or, a football team, they love telling everyone who they barrack for. But a political party, they don't like to tell people, and I don't agree with that kind of thought process. I'm happy to show what I care about.
Have you heard the notion that Australia shouldn't get involved, that we have more burning issues in Australia, which sort of our government have to address rather than send aid, for instance? That was a big thing when Morrison decided to send the
Bushmaster.
Yeah, the Bushmaster vehicles over there. I read a few comments like this money should be better spent on Australian hospitals.
It's a tricky one, but I have to admit, the first protest that I went to, the march, I took a sign, send military support, which is a very different perspective for me. I used to be basically a pacifist. So I can see both points of view, but I guess for me, in the end, the issues like health and things like that, very important issues, obviously. Those issues will be nothing if we lose our liberal democracy. Like, you have to like protect the big picture to be able to take care of the smaller issues as well. So from my point of view, like Australia being involved, from my point of view, again, the humanitarian perspective, the moral perspective, help the Ukrainian people who have done nothing and are now being killed. But the bigger perspective, that it's a risk to all liberal democracies, humankind, exactly. So you have to protect these foundations. I really enjoy being involved. And the same coming to the bridge. If I'm at home, I'm just reading the news all the time and watching videos and feeling sad and depressed about humanity. But then, you know, I come to the bridge and I meet a lot of really lovely Russian people and Ukrainians and people from other places too. I've done a couple of fundraisers. Everyone's so appreciative that I'm involved because they're not really expecting Anglo-Australians to be involved. So that definitely makes me feel good. Just on a personal level, being involved would feel good regardless, especially compared to being home and depressed.
What do you think, how effective are the Western sanctions against Russia?
I think they could take the sanctions further, definitely. The oil embargo, gas embargo, which I think is what needs to happen. Because if it's not going to end by military defeat and it's not going to end by dissent in the regime, then I think the ultimate outcome will be if the Russian people start finding it difficult to feed their children, buy basic essentials for home, then I feel like that is a turning point in any society where that kind of desperation can create the uprising that would be needed to topple a leader like Putin. Hopefully the sanctions that are already in place will have that impact, but Russia is still getting so much money from the oil, so I think Europe really needs to push that in a hurry. I feel like Putin can't survive once those sanctions take place. If he's not taking it out beforehand, that will be the ultimate moment where he doesn't survive.
Are you optimistic?
By nature, I'm an optimist. I think it will end okay, but whether that's because of a Ukrainian military victory or whether that's because of something happening within the Russian regime itself to bring an end to Putin, the threat and the danger is too big. Progressive nations, liberal democracies, I don't think they can afford to lose.